And we just did a patterns of care survey of medical oncologists where we presented 20 different clinical scenarios in breast cancer and asked them to rank based on how often they saw them, how important they thought it was, et cetera, et cetera. And the number one of the 20, the most common one by far, was node negative, ER positive, HER2 negative, you know, sort of the classic, quote, oncotype situation, or where it was in terms of a common situation. And that was a clinical scenario we presented to these surgeons, a 1.3 centimeter tumor, ER positive, HER2 negative. Can you talk a little bit about what you've seen in terms of the thinking within the breast cancer research community about this subset of people over the last, say, 10 years?
Well, I think that over the last 10 years, and specifically over the last 2 years, this has become an area of contention and enormous expectation. And that is that the idea that we'll be able to identify patients who are going to get particularly low degrees of benefit from chemotherapy. And there are two lines of arguments that really are going to revolutionize, I think, our treatment of low-risk ER-positive patients. One of the lines of arguments is the line of argument that molecular markers will allow us to do the multi-gene assays. And, for instance, in NSCBB B20 was a trial in which the oncotype assay was shown to really, for half the patients, node-negative patients who had low oncotype scores, that those patients were not getting any real benefit from chemotherapy. And
I guess we should say these were ER-positive patients who were going to get hormones, tamoxifen. And then the question is, are they going to get chemo on top of it?
Right, that's exactly the question. And looking at that single study, you would argue that there was no evidence that that subset was benefiting. And then more recently this year at the Breast Cancer Symposium, there was a node-positive trial, one of the Southwest Oncology Group trials, that also looked at the idea of everybody gets hormonal therapy, tamoxifen, then they're randomized to whether or not they receive chemotherapy. And in that trial, again, the molecular signature, the low-risk molecular signature, identified patients who were not getting any risk reduction from chemotherapy.